Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with NXT, which was presented live last night on the USA Network from the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the show's closing segment, Bron Breakker attacked Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams during an interview segment, seemingly turning heel in the process. Hayes and Williams were in the ring to cut a celebratory promo on Hayes winning the NXT Championship from Breakker at Stand and Deliver on Saturday, when Breakker came out to congratulate the new champion. As Breakker went to leave the ring, Hayes offered his hand, which Breakker initially accepted, before attacking both men.
What a show of respect.
Make some noise for the A champion. Make some noise for the A champion.
Two title matches took place last night as well. In the first, NXT Women's Champion Indy Hartwell, who won the title during a six-person ladder match on Saturday, reversed a pinning attempt to defeat Zoe Stark to retain the belt. Hartwell had opened the show with an in-ring promo, which Stark had interrupted to challenge her for the match. After Hartwell's victory, Tiffany Stratton came out on the entrance stage for a stare-down with the champion. As the two eyed each other up, Cora Jade attacked Hartwell from behind, laying her out with a double-arm DDT. The other championship match saw NXT North American champion Wes Lee defeat Axiom, pinning him after delivering the cardiac kick to make the sixth successful defense of the title.
And it's Axiom, looking to put gold around his waist.
So close.
If he can connect.
So close, Vic.
With the golden ratio. Champion in his sights. Didn't connect. Lee had it scouted. Cardiac kick connects.
Wow.
Lee got all of that. And Lee retains his title.
Lee currently has the fourth longest reign in the history of the title. Dragon Lee defeated Nathan Frazier after a knee strike. Before the bout, NXT UK Heritage Cup champion Noam Dar cut a promo to announce his return to the main NXT brand for the first time since 2017. The last time he was regularly in North America, Dar had been part of the failed 205 Live-branded all-cruiserweight show before being dispatched to NXT UK when that brand was created in July of 2018. In other matches, Pretty Deadly, Kit Wilson and Elton Prince defeated Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo when Prince rolled up D'Angelo after running him into an exposed turnbuckle. Dijak defeated Odyssey Jones after a moonsault, and Ivy Nile defeated Tatum Paxley. Von Wagner interrupted an interview with Ilya Dragunov. Wagner's manager, Robert Stone, was upset with his client challenging Dragunov, telling him he'd get a match against Dragunov, but if Wagner loses, Stone will terminate their relationship. Also announced for next week's television is a rematch for the NXT Women's Tag Team titles, featuring Isla Dawn and Alba Fire against former champions Kiana James and Fallon Henley. In WWE news, Vince McMahon was reportedly heavily and directly involved with the production of Raw on Monday night, according to several online reports, including one from PW Insider. McMahon reportedly had his own office space for the show, as he did for other recent WWE events, and was present on the headset running the show from gorilla position for most of the night, which Fightful Select confirmed. The show went into rewrites 15 minutes before airtime, and changes continued while the show was on the air. These changes were characterized by backstage sources as being different from what was being done under Paul Levesque's recent supervision of the show, and were believed to have come directly from McMahon. PW Insider's report also detailed a dip in locker room morale among talent directly related to McMahon's return to control Monday night, partly due to Levesque's popularity among many talents who came up under him in the NXT system, and who fear that WWE creative will suffer under McMahon's supervision. It is not known if McMahon intends to remain back in full control of creative going forward, or if what occurred at the post-WrestleMania Monday Night Raw was an isolated occurrence. Charlotte Flair is taking another break from the ring after her loss of the SmackDown Women's Championship to Rhea Ripley last weekend at WrestleMania, according to a PW Insider report. Flair reportedly informed WWE officials of her decision during WrestleMania weekend, although it was not made clear if that decision to switch the title had already been made and was not a result of Flair's planned sabbatical. No word was given as to why Flair was stepping away, although she did reportedly tell people backstage at WrestleMania that she intended to do some traveling with her husband, Andrade El Idolo, who is under contract to AEW but has not wrestled for the company since last September's All Out pay-per-view event and underwent pectoral surgery last November. Flair's most recent WWE sabbatical took place from May to December of last year and began when she lost the SmackDown title to Ronda Rousey at last year's WrestleMania Backlash. In ratings news, the post-WrestleMania episode of Monday Night Raw drew the show's highest key demographic rating in over 3 years, with the total audience for the show up almost 23% from last week, and the second largest number for the year so far, behind only the Raw 30th anniversary episode, according to Showbuzz Daily. An average of 2.260 million viewers tuned into Raw on USA Network. In the commercial-free hour one, the audience was 2.471 million, dropping to 2.255 million for hour two, and falling again to 2.054 million for the final hour, marking a cumulative loss of 417,000 viewers over the course of the show. The rating in the key demographic was 0.76, up over 35% from the 0.56 key demo rating of the week before, according to WrestleNomics. The 0.76 rating equates to 991,000 viewers. The show came in at number 4 for the evening in the key demographic on cable TV and was the 7th most watched show on cable for the day. Last week's WrestleMania go-home edition of WWE SmackDown drew the show's second-highest total audience of the year and the highest key demographic rating of the year, according to Showbuzz Daily. The episode drew an audience of 2.484 million viewers to Fox, up 12% from the previous week's audience of 2.219 million. The rating in the key 18-49-year-old demographic was 0.69, representing 900,000 viewers, and up 19%, from the previous week's 0.58 key demo rating, according to WrestleNomics. The show came in at number 1 for the evening on network TV in the key demo, up from the number 4 position for the previous week's episode. AEW Rampage's total audience later Friday evening was the lowest in the history of the show in its normal time slot and just under 15% of SmackDown's audience, coming in at 340,000 viewers on TNT, according to Showbuzz Daily. The episode, which ran against both the WWE Hall of Fame on Peacock and ROH Supercard of Honor on pay-per-view, had an audience nearly 9% less than the 373,000 viewers that tuned in for the show the previous week in a special Saturday time slot. The rating for the show in the key 18-49-year-old demographic was 0.10, tied for the second lowest key demo rating in the history of the show in its regular time slot, and even with the previous week. That rating represents 130,000 viewers, according to WrestleNomics. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.